one. Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Peripheral Visions by Antonia Batts. This is a production of Purpose Kingdom Network, that is PKN. We are broadcasting out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is the 963rd episode. The telephone number to listen is 323-870-4174, and please press #1 to talk to the host. To listen on the internet, please type www.blogtalk.com. That is www.blogtalkradio.com. And type in Peripheral Visions by Antonia Batts. Select either at the icon Live Shows or Title and type in Peripheral Visions by Antonia Batts. That is AntoniaBatts. And you can listen to review previous shows at any other time that it is convenient for you. Tonight's show is titled Inner City Gunslinging. Who can you blame for urban city random shootings when there is little to no suspects to be found? Is there a resolution? And gentrification. Will the average blue-collar worker mean that they will be faced with the thought of having being part of the homeless community? Will gentrification make their households much less affordable? Speaking of the average household. Plus, cell phone services. Are they going to give you what you deserve? Are you at their mercy for what they provide? Now, for the record, before we begin, the word gentrification, spelled GENTRIFICATION. I will definitely give you a definition of that word for those out there who don't know about it. Well, again, hello everyone. Considering the subject of gunslinging in the major cities anywhere, from here in Philadelphia to wherever you live, when you have a situation that calls for public safety, street guns are commonly available. It seemed like because we are a slave to wanting to supposedly have protection, but we also have those who have illegal guns in their possession, which are constant and which are very abundant, especially here in the big cities in the United States of America. A lot of them are obtained by people who sell them, sometimes out of the trunk of their car or wherever that may be. And those particular guns. They may not be registered. Some may be registered. And another person within their community or really within their household, a child, a teen, or whoever may obtain the guns that are really registered but not meant for the usage that they intend for when they commit crimes. Sometimes when they obtain those guns, most of the owners do not even know that they're missing. Oh, they will have papers on them, papers to validate their possession, the actual owners. They may be limited for just use within a home or to be allowed to be carried when they're in the streets for protective purposes, obviously. But considering street guns are commonly available as often as they are, we as citizens many times need to protect ourselves and or our families, especially little children who do not know anything about how or why they are needed, to be on the alert and reactive to the sound of gunshots that are random, especially when their parents are around. When the parents aren't around, that is when it appears all hell breaks loose, as the saying goes. We may still rely on the police in your community to protect us, but parents need to practice drills and communicate with those children and other people who they know that may be rendered as helpless or victims that are close by. Also, if the children are at school or if they are involved in group activities, especially in recreational facilities, or even visiting friends or family or attending events, they are open to part of what goes on out in the streets. You and I, as caretakers or parents, may still need to share with them and the disabled and others on how to be prepared for gun violence within the streets. Some parents or caretakers do not realize that if their kids and the handicapped or very elderly, whose obviously their reflexes are not that swift, and of course some family members, we may need to be able to make them aware and make sure that they are alert as well as the children. And a variety of different ways to, in the course of avoiding danger, it will not hurt to brief them on what to do if there was an issue that occurred. You don't have to lecture to them. Just give them a few words of concern and tell them how they can avoid danger as well. Even in the most harmless environments, gunshots can ring out at any given time. You may ask your parents or your cousins, nephews, nieces, your grandparents, whatever, to take your children to an event or maybe to the mall or with them to wherever they may go. So considering that you may ask somebody else to be their escort, it wouldn't hurt for you to even give them a little briefing about helping your children, because it won't hurt to say a little something to the escorts about situations that could occur in case of the dangerous confrontation. There have been recent occurrences in some large urban malls where a person had removed a child from the hands of their parents or from the parents' side and were unfortunately killing or maiming a child, mostly a small child, within yards of the person that was escorting the child, which may be a parent or whoever the caretaker is at the time. But considering that, still, I suggest that you do not overwhelm the escorts, you know, the family or the friends or whoever is taking care of your child. Just make sure that they keep an eye on the child by just maybe initially saying a few words of concern, as well as their safety as well. Because you never know, if they don't have the child by their hand or they don't have the child within arm's reach or within a very close proximity while they're playing, that is when you least expect or they least expect something to occur. Most likely you'll be a little more alert because you're the parent, but it isn't necessarily foolproof. So considering that, don't hesitate to provide them even also, speaking of the escorts, with a small written note of your contact information and where to find you if you are not at home once you release the children into their care. You'd be surprised how people panic when something comes about and the first thing that comes out of their mouth is, I don't know where they are, I don't know how to find them, especially if something occurs with your cell phone, if you have one, and if you don't have that even, just the idea that sometimes you may not be reachable like you wish you were, and it will only fall back on you for not making sure that they know that they can reach you 24/7 no matter what by providing them that written information on something that's considered old school, a piece of paper. It won't hurt for you to remind them to also tell the children that they need to check with them during the course of being in their presence and report back to them every so many minutes that they are safe, speaking of your children, in their possession. Having had served on a group called Town Watch myself in this city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the United States of America, we learn a lot of safety practices. So, again, I mentioned this particular safety group called Town Watch, Integrated Services, those three words, Town Watch Integrated Services, here in Philadelphia, will train your group and your community about safety preventive measures. Meanwhile, members can assist your city's police and become a part of a group, one or two groups, actually. They do provide two. One is called the Ears and Eyes. The other one is called the Roving Town Watch. Well, the Ears and Eyes, they don't require that you have to leave your home. Just if you hear of anything that sounds peculiar, call the police station. You could be anonymous and tell them you do not wish to tell them who you are, but you may hear, for example, outside of your window in an area that's up the street in whatever direction, gunshots. And by all means, it will assist them even saving their own police persons because they may not realize that they're going in a direction that's not helpful and may walk into something unexpectedly. And so the Ears and Eyes is considered a group that allows you to be a part of that would, as I mentioned, stay within your home or whatever area that you're locally in. Also, you can be part of the group called the Roving Town Watch. Those members are given basic equipment like flashlights and maybe upper body wear and a cap, or loaned a bicycle to patrol while they designate groups of people, maybe two or more, for a little while to walk in the area and obviously let people realize that, not that they're going to play the role of the police, but we have people that are concerned about our community. Even some of your neighbors, they would provide the opportunity for you to hear some information that would probably concern them, because after all, they're protecting their families as well. They may feel more comfortable coming to you because they're concerned about having the information to be used against them, which may not be the situation. And as a result, they will feel comfortable with you as a neighbor helping to lend your part of your services to lend to the protection of them and their family and or visitors or definitely the children. So, as I mentioned, they're called the Roving Town Watch members. Now, if you ever have a need to have information that will help the police, please do not try to play the role of the police officer, because after all, they are hired to investigate details about dangerous situations, and they do not necessarily wish that you, especially as an unarmed person, to be put into the way of harm. So if your city has a Town Watch group, which you may be able to Google, you can become a member. There is no special initiation to become a Town Watch member, just a willingness to protect yourself and your community and children. If you do not have a Town Watch in your area, you can establish one. Likely be that community representative or community relations officer, and hopefully they can get you to network with your city hall within your town so you will not feel necessary to be the person to establish it and deal with all of the paperwork or whatever it takes to obtain the materials as well. So here within this city, we have representatives who will be having a group called the Mountain Town Watch, and they will have a lot of events. It will be held early in the next month of August, and they will provide different things like anything from entertainment. They will provide outdoor or indoor recreational activities. They will provide food, depending on the group, of course. And they will provide information tables, of course, music being amongst the entertainment. And another thing they will provide, they will provide exciting events at any of their locations that are designated to hold a night out on Town Watch. And it will be available for the whole community, the adults, the children, the young adults, and they can be participatory as well. And believe in me, the volunteers that they may receive are very well appreciated, and sometimes they are highly acknowledged. Now, most likely, you will get support from the police and the district by their patrolling your area. Some places will have lighted candles in honor of this event as they receive that support that the police and the district police may provide as they protect them during this particular event. So if you can provide that service by being part of Town Watch, it will be only to the protection of yourself, your family, and your community, and they will gladly establish it if they really have your best interest at heart within the police stations of your town. And additionally, if you would like to receive food items or materials that are available for the public to receive, and maybe little baggies that are provided so they can all be placed inside, appeal to your businesses, because after all, your services will support their protection and their business as well. So don't be shy about going to the restaurants or the neighborhood store, which may have discontinued items, who don't mind supplying you with a grab bag full of stuff for the community. So with that being said, we hope that you take it seriously about making sure that guns are not exactly a thing of the past. When it came to the Wild West, you have people out here are actually killing people as if there's no tomorrow that is promised to anyone else to live, because nobody is guaranteed to live through all this. In the area of talking about gentrification, gentrification is a subject that a neighbor was very concerned about, as well as other people who I've encountered. But I'm going to give you the necessary spelling of gentrification. G-E-N-T-R-I-F-I-C-A-T-I-O-N. According to Wikipedia, speaking of gentrification, they say that it is the process of changing the character of a neighborhood for the influence of more affluent businesses or residences. And they say that for this reason, there have been people in lower income neighborhoods who don't have the affordability to make their house look like suburban homes, which are more financially conducive to the pockets of a middle-class income, most likely. Or they may be available to, when they say affluent businesses, businesses that would lend an upgrade to the community. So as a result, instead of changing the community to be conducive to the community of where the original inhabitants who lived in some places, sometimes for generations, they just feel as though that if it's necessary, they will upheave and move out people that would allow them to do a major upgrade. It has its pros and cons to have that to occur. Because if there were neighbors who for decades never did anything to upgrade the places, then unfortunately it becomes an eyesore in the sense of you would like to see progress in the appearance of the new environment and for the sake of the attitude of the people and or children who live there. But unfortunately, for whatever reason, contractors who have negotiated with whoever within the cities have basically upheaved and uprooted some of the neighborhoods on a large scale. Some of them have done that meticulously throughout various portions of the city, and you can see the major change. Nobody seems to negotiate with the lower income people about something that may be conducive for them if they are relocated or not just basically thrown out on the streets in some cases. So to continue, about a few months ago, I had a show on homelessness. It reflected that the sentiment of the people who both did and did not have a guaranteed shelter over their head within even my area had been pretty much subjugated to deal with being ousted. After hearing these people, it brought to my attention a song called, and it's so funny, I asked Brother Rob, have you ever heard of it? And he wanted me to sing it. And I could, but I wasn't prepared. So I asked him, well, is he serious? Because I said, boy, did he catch me off guard. But the song was called Easy to Be Hard. It was sung by a group called Three Dog Night in 1969 when it was released on record. And it is amazing how ironic when they spoke of some of the lyrics, which is, how can people be so heartless? It's easy to be hard. It's easy to be cold, especially people who care about strangers, who care about evil and social injustice. They ask, do you only care about the big time? And then the singer says, oh, but I need a friend, because coming from me, I will say, they are trying to let you know that this is a heartless, cruel world where some people do not know how to make that transition to make the city, let's just say, viable for everyone, even if they are displacing people in order to make it a more affluent business or residence area, which is obtained mostly to the contractors, I believe. So, also, it was accompanied by, that show was accompanied by an article that addressed the citizens in the city of San Diego, California, if I'm not mistaken. Well, that only not represented that area, but I heard that this is happening nationwide here in the United States. But especially in Los Angeles and surrounding areas, there had been many people who were considered the working class, you know, blue-collar workers, and the population have been subjugated to eviction, mass eviction, and mass displacement. And in some cases, some of them, many of them, had to sleep in their cars. Some of them had to sleep in their cars with their children. And these are people that are working and have been in their residences for a while. So, where do they go? They have to park their cars in lots of about 60 cars that are allowable, and of course move, I'm sure, in the morning. And you say, well, where do they wash up? Wherever there is a place they can wash up, public restrooms maybe, if they're available. And considering that, if those who do not have a car have to go somewhere, they have to head to the streets, and there are no guaranteed shelters. There are shelters that are available for animals. Why not human beings? So that only goes to show you how that could play itself out. And as for the cars who cannot get any parking space within those lots, they themselves will have to park out in the communities that are available, if it means they have to go to the outskirts of the city that they're in and hopefully be able to get to their job just to be able to eat, have clothes on their back, be able to keep up their form of transportation, have toiletries, you know, the actual things that will allow them to live until the next day, as well as the next week or month. So some of these people, they have jobs that they go to daily, such as social workers, who people think that's an honorable job. It's nothing illegal. If anything, it's supposed to be an aid to society. And there are other diverse varieties of jobs that you'd be surprised that these people who were ousted had to go to, and hopefully can have somebody to watch their children, especially in the face of what's going on. So they also have to be concerned about their safety. Their safety is compromised in some environments, probably in most, for all you know, especially in a big city. And many of them had become homeless, and the gentrification of the contractors, who people consider rich and affluent, do not get to confer with the people out of real concern, because some people feel as though that they're just helping them to be led to their demise. We're speaking about the average people feeling that way. So, I have a question. Whatever happened to the saying, like, you can live the American dream as a working person, I'm sure. And how about the saying, to earn a good living, you get a hard, how did they say it? To earn a good living, you can definitely work hard in order to get a good living. What about the saying, this is the land of milk and honey, that give you the impression that you can flourish too by working hard and earnestly and honestly? Do you mean to say that there is a false idea of what the citizens can get when they try to abide by honest work? Who are these contractors who don't consider properly placing the residents by negotiation or into places that will definitely allow everyone to live like a human being? There was a time about more than a couple of decades ago they initiated welfare reform because there was a rumor that people didn't want to work. Well, when they worked, did it work to their advantage? That's the question. Who would really want to obtain the welfare check that lends you the opportunity to earn hardly nothing, it seems like, sometimes? So considering that, this is not only the occurrences, as I mentioned before, in California, but it has been said by various people who had been on various broadcasts. This is happening in several places, as I mentioned, across the nation, and God knows where else. So, as you can see, those results, unfortunately, do not occur on this side of the world only. And as we're speaking, we would like to know, what can you do about helping to resolve that matter? Should we appeal to the United Nations, who's headquartered out of the New York City, New York, here in the United States, that represent the people that are suffering, that have major human suffering, considering the homeless situation, considering that when there are major catastrophes, that it occur in places that have mountainous regions when the weather conditions cause for them to be flushed out, at least for those who survive all of that? Are they addressing issues that really should be addressed on a large scale, including the issues regarding not only homelessness, but the other things that subjugate people to be downtrodden, some type of situations involving sex trafficking, when they're at the mercy of the people while they're out there trying to obtain homes, to the subject of food? Is it being properly harvested and taught to other regions on how to make sure that they can create healthy harvests in whatever type of land they have to cultivate? Appealing to the United Nations may be a laborious and long, hard situation, but that's why you yourself don't want to take the whole matter into consideration. Consider appealing to your representative, whether if it's in your city, state, town, village, so they can get the word to the next person higher up and take that up the ladder to the ranks of people who need to get to the ears of the people in the United Nations. Yes, we do have other situations we have to look out for, like, for example, what they call the Star Wars Project, in the name of progress, in the name of learning about outer space, more so, or oceanic ventures or whatever. But the bigger question is the word government. Government is used to basically used for the purpose of protecting the people it represents. That means not only just the everyday people, but the struggling middle class, who some do have their struggles just to maintain whatever they've achieved. They definitely work for the people who are of a certain income, which is the majority of people who know what it's like to be considered below middle class. You know, for example, poverty, low poverty levels, high poverty levels, on different levels. Because they're the ones who provide services out there for the persons who enjoy the services to be available and continue to keep the progress of society going. With that being said, you definitely want to take into consideration also, for the purpose of, I hate to have to bring this up to you, robotics, who they claim in the year 2050, do the math, it's not that many years from now, they're talking about robots inhabiting 90% of the workforce. But meanwhile, are they training people? And I don't mean just younger people, just people who want to continue to exist, who have the right to, because everybody younger gets older. Are they training these people to be able to operate in some capacity that involve robotic or automated purposes, so they can eat their cells and live like human beings? If they're not, this is why you need to talk to your local representative, and if they don't provide an answer or results, there will be always someone else beyond them who can assist you with this matter. There's a saying that goes like this, that the buck, it does not stop there. And the purpose of mentioning that the buck doesn't stop there, that means you don't let other people decide your fate. You create your own fate by being proactive and making sure that you receive a safe haven just like you deserve because of the fact that you're not privileged to everything other people have that you know that are. So if they're going to do this gentrification thing, make sure you confer with the people in your neighborhood so you can prepare yourself to open up rooms for talks that would allow you to be able to confer with these people who are gentrifying about having you to be given adequate shelter and not be highly inconvenienced as well. And if you don't get results, well, like somebody says, that's why you vote. You vote so you won't be subjugated to being ousted as if you're discarded, as if you're a piece of trash and something lower than a human being, because it is your right to be able to address these people. After you pretty much band together in your communities and attend, they call them town hall meetings. That's different from Town Watch, for those who think I'm speaking of the same thing from previously addressing that Town Watch matter. Town hall meetings are meetings that people have in local communities around you that will allow you to come together and open up healthy conversation, not about something that involves only you, but something that will involve the community first and foremost. You can pretty much address your little private matters after the meeting is over with, probably, with those representatives that you may invite to listen to whatever you have to talk about. Because after all, if you want to make sure your children go to school and maintain their safety by having shelter over their head right along with you, even if you don't have children, you have the right to do so. And after you attend the meetings for a couple of hours and make a short list of whatever you find very important, you'd be surprised who's willing to listen to you and maybe combine it with other matters that other people have. So with that being said, I hope that you realize that it is not hopeless. Just because you have people putting the squeeze on you to move out of your environments don't mean you have to necessarily take that. Because if you're not negotiated with on your proper way of being able to live properly, then you can also be, as I mentioned, definitely proactive and not have to feel oppressed or subjugated to whatever other people prefer that you have without giving it any thought. So with that being said, I hope that all of you who are listening share the information. It could be done in a civilized manner. It could be done in a humane manner. It could be done in a responsible manner. And if you turn around and execute those particular three principles, you could be surprised what you can get accomplished. And I hope that you definitely keep a good running record of what can work for everyone. And don't hoard the resources, okay? Because when you do that, you will find that you may have a beautiful city house on your block, but if everything else crumbles from around you, you no longer have a community
to support you. And with that being said, we're going to ask Brother Rob Hudson, or our Chappie and CEO, Toy Deli, Pastor Toy Deli, if they could possibly give us the call to salvation, because you're going to need all the prayer you can get in God's name in order to be able to get through life. Thank you.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And this is the Product of Purpose Kingdom Network, and we thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. And I'm going to go into the call of salvation. And a lot of people are not familiar with the call of salvation, but pretty much once you cover the ABCs, and I'll go over you. You know, the ABCs are admit that you're a sinner. You know, to sin means, you know, to do something wrong. You know, what brings our mind is that, you know, we normally done wrong in our lives, and as well as, you know, at times when we should have done, you know, good, but we failed to do so. And the B is believe in Jesus and put your trust in him. You know, Christ's death on the cross, you know, over 2,000 years ago was an act of selfish love. You know, he took on himself the whole sins of humanity, making it possible for all people to encounter God. Believe that Christ has died for you for all of our sins. And confess Christ Jesus is your Lord and Savior. This means acknowledging that he's in control, placing control of your life in his hands. You know, he's a generous, loving God, and he's going to do that. And so we're going to simply say a word of salvation, and you can just repeat after me if you want, you know, to, you know, complete the task by saying out loud, by admitting, you know, Lord, I admit that I have done things that are wrong. Thank you that you have died to take away all of my sins. Please forgive me. I receive your forgiveness now and declare that I want to live for you for the rest of my life. Come into my life with your Holy Spirit. I depend completely on you. And once you said something like that, or something simply in your words, you know, you're welcome to the kingdom. And you're welcome to, join us each and every night that we're able to broadcast here. And the next thing I suggest you do, you find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that will nurture the word of Christ. And if you can't find that sanctuary, we're here, you know, just about every night that we're able to broadcast. We thank you so much for participating, whether you're calling on phone or listening online. We thank you so much for your support here for us at Purpose Kingdom Network. If you want to contact us via email, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We'd be gladly out of that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. And if you have an Android phone and you would like to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go and, if your Android phone, you go into the Google Play section, hit the podcast, and you just go here, and where it says following or follow, you just type in Purpose Kingdom Network, and you can just hit the follow button, and you won't miss an episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. Also, if you have an iPhone, there's a purple podcast icon on your phone where you can just tap that. You can do the same thing. Hit Purpose Kingdom Network. You hit follow, and you won't miss an episode there. We'll send a notification each and every new episode that Purpose Kingdom Network has. And we thank you for those that subscribe to those particular subscriptions. And with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour. And I believe we have Let's Talk About It. And once again, it's going to be at the 9 p.m. hour tomorrow evening. And we thank you and hope you'll be able to participate in tomorrow evening's show. We thank you so much. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements. And Sister Antonia, I'm just going to turn the program back over to your hands.
Thank you very much, Brother Rob. He is the engineer. He is a fellow host. He is a very important, pivotal representative on the news forum that is held, as it will be mentioned throughout time through the broadcast of other people when he will announce it. I don't know when the next one is scheduled, but news forum is an excellent concept of different things that can occur all over this world. As a matter of fact, he even speaks very well about the subject of sports that I found amazing and astounding. But that's a treat to be able to tune into News Forum. We have other co-hosts that are definitely very, very good at what they do. When it comes to the subject of praising God, they can definitely help lead you in the right direction if you choose to engage in whatever they have to offer. By all means, please do, because they will not lead you wrong. And, you know, it's amazing. I'm hearing a lot of children because it is nightfall here in Philadelphia at this 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They are enjoying themselves for being out of school for the summertime, and I'm enjoying to know that they're safe and we don't have any major problems within this area that I know of, at least, and that's a good sign. So I just wanted to go on and say something regarding the subject of cell phones. Oh, before we do, we had a major heat wave that lasted several days here in Philadelphia, and I tell you, for whatever reason, I go in and out of it. Heat stress can be very dangerous. I used to wonder what they meant by hydrate yourself. I'm not one to have a liking for water, but if I get a good glass in, I'm good for that day, but I do try to accomplish getting more. But just having liquids is a big bound and leap for me because I may have such a very busy day. I have no other choice but to resort to doing that. But nevertheless, heat stress is no joke. There are other elements out there that you have to be concerned about even in the wintertime, but it has been known to take lives. So take it seriously. Do hydrate, especially in inclement weather, which we're experiencing even triple digits, like 101, for example, and may go up to feel like about 113 degrees with the heat index increase. And there are places that even have it worse than that, but they also have experienced a few deaths within their areas as well, as it's been announced over the airwaves and the news and media and whatever the sources. But the subject of cell phones, they have their place in this world. I'm not going to single out any particular service because I'm quite sure that they have their own source of airwaves that they bounce onto, bounce off the towers of, you know, these big, large pillars that may have a solar panel attached to it, and however they transmit and or receive these invisible airwaves that constantly oversaturate, some people would say, this earth. But they have a huge place and a huge market for the need of cell phones, and there is a huge need. They are not foolproof, but even during the turn of the century, this millennium, as they call it, the century of 2001, well, the year, even though it was the year 2000 when it happened, they call it the 21st century. That's what I meant to say. There was always something that occurred as a result of the development of them. And even if the product itself, a cell phone, has had their fair share of developments, there have been people out here who've used that to their advantage, some of them to dishonorably take away the funds that are in your pockets. They may be working in the fields, finding ways to manipulate you, not be able to give you back the same number you've had if you had to change phones, which is very suspicious. Sometimes it may not give you the phone that you were supposed to receive and switched it out when they went to the back. And I'm sharing it for the reason I know what it's like. I'll just say it that way. There's some of them, if they're stealing from the company, they're stealing more so from the clients. But since the companies no longer provide a mature service representative out here because they rely on you calling into their customer service through automation, a lot of your matters do not get resolved, and your money and your service has been interrupted and or stolen in a lot of cases. I do say these companies need to still have representatives out here in the public, and if they don't, you need to be suspicious of why you can't go to the headquartered company personally and get a matter resolved instead of somebody who may not effectively resolve your matters through customer services over the phone, and you will never know who they are, why they can't resolve it, because there's not really an earnest attempt in some cases to resolve your issues. Now, if a company can be so callous and not providing an actual representative that you can see face-to-face, who you can even, if you necessary, hand your phone back to ask for a proper replacement because you weren't given the proper product or even address, that you do not receive a receipt after they took your money, I suggest in a case such as that, ask for a written receipt, but that's not even foolproof. Because if that person quits the job and another person who was working with them or before them or after them denied that it was ever meant to be a person who worked there who did not give you a receipt, they're letting you know something. So buyer beware, companies, get your act together and realize when you cheat the public, it's not only word of mouth that you can see amongst people in the communities that are going to put out there about what is occurring with some of your workers that you might not know, but you yourselves should be held accountable for making sure you keep this society halfway honest at least and address matters that are concerning them when you want them to have your products. Some people say, oh, what the heck, so what, do we lose those few people? We still have multi-millions that we earn annually. There'll just be a few lost in the sauce. There'll be people who we just can't do anything for. But as long as we get the majority of the money, who cares if they get cheated? Now, negative behavior like that sometimes have cost some companies to have to dissolve and go away. Sometimes some companies have flourished and pretty much got a lot of things to their advantage by way of monetary gain because of their callous behavior. But if you would like to remain known as an honest company that operates on a decent level, get yourself some residence managers and or supervisors out there that do want to protect your customers and maintain that company if you're feeling honorable. Because the more you cheat the actual public, I don't care how poor you think they are and they don't deserve a phone, the more you will burn bridges, as the saying goes. And people, they have a tendency to be a lot more perceptive. I hear from the public once in a while to approach me for whatever reason about deceitful practices that had came through some businesses, some companies. And if you would like to believe that your name can't be followed, you'd surprise yourself if you knew how attentive some of these people are, because they take their cell phones very seriously. You know, you do not know who you may meet out there, representatives. And when you get out there and you find out there are people who are fed up with you just stealing from them the little pittance that they earn bad enough, and you turn around and manipulate their cell phone services and tell them that they cannot maintain their phone numbers that they've had previously when they have done it one other time when they had to replace a phone,
you need to get somebody out there to handle that business and let them understand that you're taking your ethical practices very seriously in the name of business ethics. So with that being said, I wish everyone a good, blessed night. Thank you, Purpose Kingdom Network, for having me. And hopefully we can all manage to see results performed on a level that should be performed for everyone out there. Thank you, and God bless you. And Jesus definitely protect you. Good night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.